For most refugees, coming to the U.S. means a chance at getting an education, but many become stuck in low-paying jobs to get by. Now, a group of women in rural Colorado are working together to overcome their obstacles and go back to school. KUNC's Esther Honig has more.
The jobs are not easy. It's pretty hard.
The day Satina turned 18, she applied for a job at the Cargill meatpacking plant in Fort Morgan, Colorado.
I mean, your hands is very sore from using the knife all day, and your legs too from standing 8 hours.
Satina, who asked that we not use her full name, arrived in Colorado at age 16 as a refugee. Then, around her senior year of high school, she learned her parents, who were still in her birth country of Ethiopia, desperately needed a new home.
It was pretty hard. It was super hard because I used to work on second shift, where I used to go to work at 2 o'clock and then come around 12, 11, and then the next day wake up at 6, go to school.
To help her parents, she started working 5 days a week and wired them every penny. Exhausted, she could barely keep her eyes open in class and eventually dropped out.
And if this is what I have to do to sacrifice my schooling, I'm going to do it. So that's what I did.
Like millions of girls growing up in low-income countries, Satina struggled to go to school. But coming to the U.S. was supposed to be different.
I'm always like, oh my God, I want to go to school. I want to be something.
She wanted to be a nurse.
I met a lot of women like Satina who are very close to achieving some education goals.
Erica Shiwata is an ethnic studies professor at Colorado State University. And he spent the last 6 years working closely with the community in Fort Morgan.
But life is complicated, and every once in a while, there are some challenges or barriers that just kind of block people from getting over that last little bit.
That's why Ishiwata partnered with local organization One Morgan County and the Women's Foundation of Colorado. Here's Vice President Louise Meyerland.
The emphasis is on helping women accelerate progress to long-term economic security.
She says their Women Achieving Greater Economic Security, or WAGES, initiative funds 15 projects across the state that are helping close to 500 women, many of color, find a career that pays a living wage.
Women in Colorado still face a persistent and really staggering gender pay gap that is far worse for women of color.
In Fort Morgan, there are 6 participants, including Satina. All are working mothers, largely from immigrant and refugee backgrounds. With support from Morgan Community College, they can attend tuition-free and get a stipend for things like childcare.
Do you feel like your skills as a college student are better now?
Yeah.
On a Friday evening, the women of WAGES meet up at the One Morgan County Community Center to talk about the current semester.
To remember 11 chapters was not easy, but I did okay, so that makes me now feel better.
That's Gloria Perez, who at 39 is studying business. The women in WAGES move through the program as a cohort, and Perez says they helped her get through her first semester.
Pues sí, porque mis primeras clases no tenía idea qué estaba haciendo y mis compañeras me ayudaban.
I had no idea what I was doing, she says. While many of these women spent years at low-skill, low-paying jobs, like cleaning hotels or at the meatpacking plant, Eric Ishiwata says they finished their first year with near-perfect grades.
Nothing's going to make me happier to see these women have jobs that really make the most of all of their talents.
The typical story of refugees and immigrants in America is one of sacrifice, so their children can have a better future. But Ishiwata wonders how much potential is lost when women like Satina are left behind.
One day I'm just hoping to get my GED.
It's been 6 years since Satina left high school, and she's tried before to get her GED. But with WAGES, she can afford to prioritize her classwork and be an example to her 2 young children.
Them is the only, like, reason right now, like, is pushing me to school. I want to give them what I never had.
Whereas before, Satina left school to help her family, now she's sticking with it to give them and herself a better life. Esther Honig, KUNC, Fort Morgan.